Graceful Closure's in the studio, and they brought donuts. And guys,
good choice. Did you get your double chocolate?
It's not double chocolate. It's a single chocolate. Wow. But you know what?
Wow.
Can't be perfect.
It's all right. Look, beggars can't be choosers.
No, you're happy that you're happy that there's at least donuts here.
And it's chocolate. That's good. So, how are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Very good.
Thanks
Why
for
you guys
coming.
Introduce Bye. Yourselves.
No. Yeah, let's hear.
All right. My name is Jared, and I am vocals and play guitar.
My name is Bryce, and I play drums and do a little bit of vocals as well.
Okay.
My name is Matt, and I play piano.
And Matt is the one who picked the assortment out.
Thank you.
He's the one that got the double chocolate wrong.
Good job. Good job.
You know what? It was not prearranged. This is still a wonderful donut. Let's, you know what? Let's not take away from just how good it is.
The fact that they brought something. So, yeah.
I think that's pretty
great.
First
time in the studio. You don't have to, because some bands will start off strong. And then as you guys keep coming in, you know, it fades away. You don't have to.
We're going to get better every time.
We won't be mad if you don't bring something next time. Don't feel like you started something. You know? But you can bring something. You
know it's stuff
Obadiah disagrees.
Yeah, he's
the kind of stuff that Nikki says to make it better. If you guys don't bring something every time you come, you're never coming again. That's it.
Like that, well, there's
that's the
coffee,
way it works.
There's pastries. There's you can go to other areas. It doesn't have to be just donuts.
Okay.
Yeah. Coffee next time.
Yeah. You can come in.
Hey, I roast my own coffee. I'll bring that in.
Do you? Oh, yeah. Now Obi's interested.
Yeah, I am. So talk to me about your coffee roast.
Well, it's in a popcorn machine.
Okay.
And
okay.
I roast it in a popcorn machine. And
like the old churn kind of popcorn machine or like an air popper or
is it? Well, yeah, it is an air popper, but it's the turning air popper.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really small. And I order the beans from just wherever I want, whenever I feel like it, they come in green.
Okay.
And then, I literally just roast them, I time them, and they pop at a certain point in time, and then you gauge the level of how much you want it roasted, so how dark do you want it versus how light, and
right.
then the flavor changes, like, drastically, like, per second of it being roasted. And so, yeah. And then
that tops everything.
I'm fascinated by that.
Yeah. He's not telling you that he also goes and makes little cue cards.
Oh, really?
And puts in front of his little jars that he puts his roast in.
So you know which ones?
Yeah, he's like, this one's a nice Tanzanian, and it has notes of peanuts and dirt, you know.
So, Matt, I get the feeling maybe you're not on board for his self-roasted coffee.
No, he's jealous. It's actually really good.
Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh.
He made me a wonderful honey latte the other day.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So do you
not from that coffee?
Yeah, it had nothing to do with the roasting.
So Jared, like, if music was your thing, then obviously you have a love for coffee.
Oh, dude, I would totally have a coffee shop.
Yeah.
I already have a logo and a name for
you're
when that
ready?
Day happens.
Oh,
yeah.
So cool.
Who is this guy?
He's ready to go. He's a planner. Come on.
That's my plan B.
Yeah.
My wife was a barista for 4 years, so we're like good to go.
It's a tag team.
he may or may not have an Instagram account for his future coffee company.
Oh, yeah.
Will not
Don't
be
tell
named.
Him the name. I already have social media reserved.
I am following it, though.
That's amazing.
That's a hint.
So they can find you and then follow it that way.
But I'm following like 80 coffee places, so have fun.
Yeah, figuring it out.
So, Matt, what's your story? Why are you following 80 coffee places?
I secretly do love coffee, just not as much as Jared. I don't like.
You're not roasting your own?
Yeah, Jared rigged coffee machines in my kitchen. And like.
Well, that's all right. That's fine. Like, what are you into?
I do nothing.
Wrong answer. Honestly, just coffee. That's
we're probably the most important people you can imagine. Like, we're musicians that play music.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Well, I mean, good way to
now
do
get
it.
On in here, Bryce. Come on. What's your thing? Get on in here.
See, like, Matt and I are sharing this mic, so I kind of feel like I have to kiss
him.
Get on in here.
Get on in there.
So, Bryce, like, what's your deal? We got coffee, kind of coffee, and.
See,
kind of coffee.
I love coffee, but I like. Become like obsessed with coffee, so I try to like
back
go periods without drinking it, because if not, then I'm like drinking like two or three pots of coffee a day kind of thing. So,
so
that's
yeah.
the
you're
real
recovering
deal,
from
man.
That, yeah.
Yeah, well, my mom's side of the family is like coffee addicts. Like, I'm not gonna leave for work till I finish the three pots, you know. Like, so
your grandpa that had like has no taste buds,
yeah,
anymore.
Like because
he drinks it.
My family
it
can't even taste
brewing.
Anything anymore because their mouth is just done.
That's great. Well, just start serving them dirty water and you can save the coffee for yourself.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
Cheaper.
Cheaper, yeah.
Absolutely.
Just not even to be dirty water, just water, just anything.
So, man, I will tell you that you guys are in good company, because I I think I like coffee. You guys love coffee, which is totally fine. But we have a lot of bands that come through here that are coffee aficionados.
Yes, they are.
And I don't roast my own beans. I like to buy...
You do cold brew.
Yeah, I cold brew, dude.
Oh. My favorite.
Do you make your own cold brew?
Yes, I do.
Nice.
Now, I don't roast my own beans, you understand. But I have a cold brew system, and I cold brew coffee. And, like, this morning was cold brewed. I love it.
He's got
it.
A bucket.
Now, I love cold brew.
The only thing that you're not going to like when I say this is that I cold brew it, and then I warm it up in a microwave.
With
so
creamer.
I still have it hot.
So I definitely don't like that.
Yeah. That
is okay. I can honestly say I've never tried it, so.
I mean I've had it cold. Cold, and it's great, but I like the cold brew flavor, but I also like to warm it up.
Just because
so.
It's less of the acidic flavor
it's way
to
less
it,
acidic.
So
okay.
He just prefers
it's
it that
so
way.
So much richer, and the coffee flavor's better, and it's awesome. But anytime you mention a microwave and coffee to anybody that loves coffee, they hate you.
Mm.
And you know what? It's fine. I'm used to bearing people's
I'll try
scorn.
It. Maybe next time we come in, you can make us some.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I can make you a cup of coffee.
Okay. Yeah. Why not? Like, I imagine it probably will not measure up to your hints of peanut and earth.
Dirt. That was dirt.
I believe you're right.
That was
it was dirt.
I think earth is better.
Okay. So we know you guys love coffee. But this is the awkward getting to know each other phase of the interview.
This is the first date portion of our program where we kind of catch up and meet each other. So.
Yeah. Okay. So talk to us about band. How did you guys get together and get started?
Okay. So we've actually played music together for like since we were kids, basically.
Okay.
Bryce is my brother.
Oh, I did not know that. Hi, Bryce. Nice to meet you.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah. So,
wait, push pause on that.
Okay.
Bryce, could you give us some dirt on Jared? What's something he did when he was a kid that super annoyed you?
Dude, Jared was the most obnoxious child. Like, the most obnoxious child.
No, wait, who's the older brother?
I am. That's why that doesn't even make
exactly.
sense.
Exactly.
No, no, no.
He wasn't even alive when I was a child.
By 5 years.
Okay, which means that he beat up on you bad, right?
I was going to say
I was
normally...
bigger than him when I was three, bro.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter.
This nothing like, is making sense.
That, psychologically, he still had the upper hand.
He didn't.
He did.
No.
So you're saying he's
no, I just
you're
did
smarter
a great
than
job.
He is? You're bigger and smarter and better in every way.
See, Jared's just never been able to hold down the physical side of life.
What does that even mean?
I'm scrawny.
You should hit him right now.
Man up.
Oh, there
let's
you go.
See,
that just explained our whole relationship right there.
It was a nice hit.
I was going to say, Bryce did not even flinch or move at all. There was just a light little hit.
Oh, all right. So, well, come on, got any more dirt? Like,
any more dirt, man?
How much time do we have?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's
it's hard to choose.
I was perfect.
Jared, give me something bad on Bryce. Come on.
Bryce was a very angry child growing up.
Yeah.
Why is the drummer?
If you woke him up, it didn't matter what time. If it was 7 o'clock in the morning or 1 p.m. He was very upset for a few hours.
Okay. Now I got to tell the backstory on why I was always upset. Like, what no one ever realized was when my parents say, hey, Jared, go wake up Bryce, he decided to wake me up with either a kickball or something of the sort that he found in my room.
I just wanted to play and hang out,
So that was
never
my
understood.
Only experience in waking up,
Now, Obi, you've opened something.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. Matt, how are you in between since you're not a brother? Does this just flare up? Or?
We hated Matt.
We hated Matt.
So we all disliked each other growing up. This isn't like uncommon news. We tell this at our shows when we introduce each other. Like, hi, this is Matt and Jared. We actually hated each other when we were children.
Okay.
But, yeah.
So what was it about Matt that you just couldn't stand?
Matt was more annoying than he is now. Much more.
I was homeschooled. I mean, I didn't have a lot of social interaction.
Yeah, you just were
so you were excited when you finally had some?
Yeah, exactly.
Aww.
I was part of. Actually, I grew up in a small church. My grandpa was a pastor. And then when we moved on and went to a different church, when I met Jared, it's a much bigger church, a lot of different people. So it was like, oh, these
he
people.
He was trying to fit in. Like, people everywhere.
When did it it change, though? When did you guys finally start to realize, oh, that meant we
like
each
really talk
other.
About that?
It was a girl that brought us together.
Yeah.
It was definitely a girl.
How does that work? Did you both like the same girl?
Yep. It was a common like at first, which probably added to the dislike, and then a common dislike towards a girl, which brought us together.
Nothing creates unity like hatred.
Like hatred, yeah, brings it together.
Honestly, that was probably the first horrible song we ever wrote together. With a couple of our other friends.
Was about the girl?
God. Yeah. It was.
I may or may not still have that horrible copy hidden on my computer somewhere.
Well, you need to find that because that has to come out.
Yeah, it should. I was on your website reading about how you guys are moving forward looking
this
for
is
something.
Graceful closure, by the way.
Looking for something to bring graceful closure. And now we see that it's graceful closure to a relationship a long time ago. Mm-hmm. The wounds are still
they're
open.
They're fresh. They're still there. That's all right.
Okay, so you guys
think
stopped.
Of us like a psychiatrist. You guys stop in every so often. If you have a problem,
this is
great. We talk
I feel
it
like
out.
I can just talk
here. We're here for you.
So you guys have a mutual dislike for someone, which unites you together, and then eventually you at least stop hating each other.
Enough to play
I'm
music.
Not going to say that you like each other now, just you don't hate each other. And then graceful closure was born. Is that it?
Or? Yeah, yeah. Well, on a serious note.
this whole thing has been serious.
Hashtag mission statement.
Oh, gosh. Well, I remember walking one morning with one of my friends and seeing like all the just the junk in his life. And I remember talking to Matt. I'm like, dude, what if we created a band where we could create music to kind of influence and help people that are going through some of these situations? And so we were 16 years old at the time. Well, he was 17. I was 16. And we didn't have a drummer. Bryce was 12 or 13. So we're like,
well, still angry.
We can have Bryce play. And then, he was angry. He was still angry.
But it
and so
out.
we asked him if he wanted to be in the band. He was like, yes, I would love to be in the band.
I was 11 years old, man, and I was like, man, I'm gonna be a rock band.
Oh,
sweet.
Yeah.
A whippy rock band.
And that's how we started making music.
Aww.
And then we went to Nashville at like 16 years old and recorded our first EP, and it was terrible, and we deleted it from the internet. And
everybody find it now.
Yeah, yeah. And then when I graduated from college in 2013, they were like, hey guys, we should really do that band thing again for real though. And so, yeah, that's this time around.
That's this okay. time? All right.
All right.
No deleting of any music now. You guys are good with
no,
it.
No, it's so. On. It's on now.
There. It's out there.
Cool. Well, it's been great having you guys in. Like, what are you guys up to right now, aside from hanging out here? Like, what's the band up to? You guys got any plans in the next couple months? Anything we should know about?
Yeah. So, we're working on shows, different stuff like that. There's this really cool show that's going to be coming up in Columbus soon that I don't think we can talk about yet, but we just found out about that yesterday, so we're super excited about that. So yeah, man, just trying to play shows in Columbus and surrounding parts of Ohio, and then we're branching out to do some touring like that hopefully later in the fall.
So people should stay up to date. Your Facebook page is Graceful Closure, and then they can just get more information there?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Thanks for bringing donuts. I have reached
peak
donut.
Thanks for bringing yourselves. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Nick. Hey, for really caring about us.
Did I not say thank you for coming in?
You did. I just want to emphasize.
Said, thanks for the donuts. Oh, thanks for bringing
coming
the donuts.
In.
I mean, and next time, if you guys just want to bring the donuts in and leave them and then go.
You don't even have to ring the
as
bell
long as
the front
you trade
door.
Us with your hot cold brew coffee.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You're hot.
You know what? Okay, here's the thing.
Now, what if you learned how to make donuts? You guys made coffee. What if we made some sort of shop?
Company.
Jared and Obadiah's.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude.
Yep.
I would go
my name first.
Obadiah's and Jared's.
Oh. it rolls off the tongue better.
It does.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
it does
runs
for me.
Off the tongue. Yeah.
Hey, that name's easy to say.
That's right.
Everybody be loving that.
Yes, of course.
It's going to be fantastic. No, the only thing is I'd be happy to share my cold brew with you, but I get this sinking feeling that when I do, I don't want anybody to tell me how bad it is. Okay, it's something I love.
It's personal
it.
And private like, to him.
I love it. I enjoy it every morning, and I don't need anybody trash talking my good coffee. I just
okay, deal. No one will say anything bad.
Everybody like it's. Thank you for letting us have some.
Is that a hint of dirt? Yes, it's wonderful.
Definitely some dirt in here. Nice for closure.